from BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock this Friday evening. And now, World on 3 with Lopa Qatari.
Well, what an evening we have in store for you. A night of spirits, if I may be so bold. In session tonight, and here to shed some light on the power of magic, Tchoukboa, the band that was born out of the heart of voodoo music in Haiti. We've heavenly music from the truly charmed duo that is Catherine Finch and Sekou Keita. The ghost of Robbie Burns. In fact, plenty of music that will make your hair stand on end. First, we're going to delve into the pool of simple melodies, tight harmonies and complex layers of luscious voices. Music, I'd like to say, for a bad hair day. The band are called La Mal Coiffée, in other words, bad hairdo. And you might think this is a centuries-old folk song from L'Occitane in France with a 21st century take on it. But you would be wrong. This is a 21st century tune written and composed by the quartet, that is La Mal Coiffée.
Ay, Shiru Gran, Izalustal, Izalustal.
Ay, Shiru Gran, Izalustal, Izalustal.
Bendis y fracas de chama,
y de guerrieres cabestra.
Bendis y fracas de chama,
lufal que ta jucat sin bras.
Ay, Shiru Gran, Izalustal, Izalustal.
Ay, Shiru Gran, Izalustal, Izalustal.
A través busco y suli.
Anillado y flaero de pe.
Bezilu Gran, Bezilu Gran.
Les augurates un gigan.
Bezilu Gran, Bezilu Gran.
Thank you.
The first two tracks from Elos Leon, the latest release from La Mal Coiffée, the all-female equivalent of Le Cœur de la Plaine, a cappella singers from L'Occitane in France. I'm Lopa Katari and this is World on 3, 2 hours of music from right across the globe. Now, one artist we followed with great enthusiasm over the last few years is Balogi, a rapper and hip-hop artist from the Democratic Republic of Congo, now living in Belgium. I call him the big Little Richard of Africa because he's a snappy dresser, has a tremendous sense of style, and his music, well, absolutely goes with that image. Bold, edgy, urban, retro-futuristic, as he calls it. This is Soleil de Vault. It's a single from his soon-to-be-released album, 137 Avenue Kamaima. It's an album all about his childhood in his hometown of Lubumbashi.
Dans les clubs de fortune, la plainte du générateur. L'aube, c'est le curfew. Le cœur sert de catalyseur dans le rôle du fusil que des voyous. Des plus et des moins, des zéros et des uns. Pour neutraliser nos besoins sur des torrents décibels. Les mots font des étincelles.
Cool personified, Baloji and Soleil de Volt from 137 Avenue Kamaima, due out on Bella Union next Friday ahead of his gig in London on the 29th of March. A couple more tunes before we delve into the world of spirits and karma with Chuck Bois, my guests in session for tonight's programme. Right now, we're staying in Belgium for the Doel brothers. They've already had three albums out, and in just 5 years, they've established themselves at the heart of Belgium's folk scene. Momentum is an album that was recorded during their tour of Canada and Europe in 2016. This track is aptly titled Transatlantic Groove.
Thank you.
Catherine Finch and Sekou Keita. What a pairing. Harp and Cora, Wales with Mali, a duo of a thousand strings. A slight exaggeration, I know, but hey, if anyone can make those two instruments spin a web of a thousand strings, it would be Catherine and Sekou. That was a track from their long-awaited second album, Saw, due out this April. I'm Lopa Katari. You're tuned to World on 3 on BBC Radio 3. My guests tonight are the Haitian roots group Tchoukboa. They're from the mountainous jungle region in the north of the country, and at the heart of their music are hypnotic drum rhythms and call and response chanting that channel the spirits and traditions of their culture. Well, they're here at the BBC studios in London, and they're going to start with a piece that focuses solely on the drums, and it's called Makout Lenba.
Thank you.
Wow, Makut Lemba setting the scene for an evening with Chuck Bois. This really is traditional Haitian music. The front man, Jean-Claude Saint-Vatant d'Arville, who leads them in song. We'll be hearing them all sing later on this evening. And also plays the drums, has joined me here at the mic. We also have Michael Voltesch, the manager, to help along with the translation. Jean-Claude, where in Haiti are you from?
They come from Artibonite, a region of Haiti, and more specifically from the town of Gonaïve, and they are part of the Vodou population of the plain de Gonaïve.
Vodou is a name that is often sort of carries a negative connotation of, you know, witchcraft and black magic. But what does Vodou mean to you, Jean-Claude?
Vodou, en premier, c'est la force résistance des Haïtiens.
First of all, Vodou is the strength of resistance of Haitian people. Saint-Vatant knows quite well about the very bad reputation that Vodou carries, and especially in the region of Artibonite, they want to promote a very different kind of Vodou that is full of light. And for them, they really feel themselves as being ambassadors of this vision of Vodou. And for them, in their daily life, Vodou is joy, is having fun being together.
The music you play has a religious and spiritual meaning. When you perform this in a commercial way, as a performance in a venue or a concert hall, does it change the nature, the power of the music?
They take something that is really there, they keep really something from the Vodou language, but they use it as a means for political statements, some things they want to express and to say that are personal to them.
So you're going to play another song for us. It's called Ogubwe. What is this song about?
Ogu, c'est le plus grand dieu du vaudou pour nous en Haïti.
The song is about Ogu. Ogu is the most important vaudou god. He's very, very strong, and many Haitians love him very much. And he's also the boss of Chuck Bois. And so the song is Ogubwe Lipajamsu. Qui ça voulait dire Ogubwe Lipajamsu?
Ogu, c'est un œil qui pas jamais fatigué. Donc,
mais sou, c'est. Sous,
oui, sou, c'est le libre. Ogubwe en pile homme.
Aha.
Oui, Ogubwe en pile homme, mais il pas jamais sou.
So, Ogu drinks plenty of rum, is never drunk. And the question in the song is, if I fall, who will come and help me? And don't play with me, because if you try to fool me, I will go and talk to Ogu.
So calling on Ogu to protect him and to support him, give him strength.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff. Let's hear it. Ogubwe.
Papa, Ogubwe, tombe, sa mwen pa pou kipe ou. Ou pile pie mwen, gade mpa gade wato, ma perele, papa ogou. Joum tombe, sa ka pran mase nou la e ya.
A song to the mighty Ugu, the powerful spirit of the band, a Tchoukboa traditional Haitian roots group. More from them later on in the program. This is World on Three with me, Lopa Katari. Still to come, Tuareg Funk from Gitkin, two very different sounds from Poland, and the curiously named Three Hat Trio and their brand of music, what you might call Desert Americana. Right now, though, a little something from Ghanaian legend Ebo Taylor. 60 years in the business, 82 years old, and he's still creating great music. This is Classic Taylor, Afrobeat and highlife, jazz and funk on an electrifying bed of high energy danceability. Yanara is the album. It's been produced by Justin Adams, and it was recorded in Amsterdam with Taylor's new band, Salt Pond City, that includes actually two of his sons. It's due out this April, and I, for one, am really looking forward to getting my hands on a copy. This is a track from it, and it's called Mamude Mamude. I am Mamude.
The bottle and the supposity band. Man, why you do? We will walk a ship. Heva, heva. Mom, I can't do the magic in the charm. Don't mind me, go put us there. Sumana, queen, queen. Hey. About the one I mean, supposity. Pressure. Heva, heva.
I am a
no way if your papa, I am a guarantee shoe, then when you shag off when you are so calm. Easy, them are Tony Taylor, William Taylor, Franklin Taylor, another Sandra Taylor.
Io voglio solo a te. alegria.
A bit of country swing Palermo style from Alessio Bondi. Just like Balogi earlier tonight, Bondi has delved into his childhood for his latest album, stories and memories of growing up in Sicily and the romances and troubles of adult life. The album's Sfardo, meaning strain, and it's out on a partnership of Malintenti Dischi and 800A Records. OK, so let's head over to Poland. At the Mazurki Festival in Warsaw last year, I had an intense three-day introduction to the music and dance of the Polish countryside. A good partner, steely grip, and an ability to spin round and round at speeds from gentle to downright breakneck are all you need. I'm going to play a track from one of the newer generation of folk bands that was playing at that festival, Tęgi Chłopy. And I have to say that every time I hear the tune, it just brings back floods of smiles and treasured memories. But first, here's another band from Poland with a very different sound on the folk scene. They're called Dykanda. They've been together for 21 years. And their music, well, it's got a bit of everything. This is I Know No Rest, the opening track on their latest release, Dywla Dywla.
Siedzenia nie boję.
Wonderful memories indeed. Gentle Twirling with Tengi Huapa. If you want full details of all the music I'm playing tonight, you'll find the playlist on the World on 3 homepage on the BBC Radio 3 website. Maigrenet, the House of Intoxication, is a trio from France. Their music, however, is a mix of Europe, Mongolia and Iran. If you're wondering what that sounds like, well, here you are. Silencia.
Silencio. Thank you.
And that is one of the most exciting groups around, Sons of Kemet, a percussion-heavy quartet led by award-winning tenor sax player Shabaka Hutchings, Theon Cross on tuba, and not one but two mighty rhythm guys, Tom Skinner and Eddie Hick on drums. You have to see them live. It's just thrilling. They've got a gig coming up on the 19th of April to launch their album, Your Queen is a Reptile. It's an album where they present alternative candidates for Queen, such as Shabaka's great-grandmother through to Baroness Doreen Lawrence. Well, just three more tunes and then we'll get back to my guests on the show tonight, Haitian roots group Chouk Bwa. The sequence starts right here with The Turbans, a London-based collective hailing from just about everywhere. This is Zawi.
Thank you. na minha pança quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança.
Madrugada em febre, o pole gemendo, poeira subindo, o suor descendo. Quem não tava bebo já tava querendo, e eu cambaleando, e assim de vez. Quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança
quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança.
A barra quebrando e eu naquele show. Batia palma de perna puxada, como quem atira, nem outra pitada. Quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança. Quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança.
Quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança. Quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança.
Bit of American desert gospel there. That was Dust Devil from Three Hat Trio, a group from Utah in the United States. Before them, you heard Camarão, an album drawing on recordings from Brazil of accordion player Reginaldo Alves between 1964 and 1974 that the label Analog Africa has called the imaginary soundtrack to a Brazilian Western movie. Now, Camarão was never on time for anything. And when he did turn up, his cheeks were more often than not flushed a seafood red by having to rush to get there. Hence, he got the nickname Camarão, meaning shrimp. And first up in that sequence was The Turbans, whose self-titled new album will be released on the 6th of April. Full details on the World on Three pages of the Radio 3 website. This is Lopa Katari and World on 3 on BBC Radio 3. And we're going to join my guests in session tonight once more for a final hit of Haitian voodoo music. They're called Chukbwa. If you missed the first half of their set, you can catch up via the iPlayer. They're going to start the second set with a song called Ojai Nati Congo.
Ojai.
Ojai.
Ojai, Ojai.
Hey, Oja.
Gine nou yo seja.
Hey, Oja.
Nou mem chukbwan seja.
Hey, Oja.
Tout kote nou ye nou seja. Hey,
Oja.
An nan la kou yo plenja.
Hey, Oja.
Oja e Oji.
Hey, ya.
Oja e Oja.
Hey, ya.
Agwe, anale. Anon ma koliwa, 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 anon ma koliwa.
Come
Yeah, indeed. Ojai Nati Congo. I mean, wow, what a pace and energy in that song. Jean-Claude, I imagine when you play that at a concert, it gets everybody up and joining in.
Oui, bien côté mon yo ressenti et force tambour et permettre que yo vibre koyo ce que koyo.
Yes, indeed, it can happen. Kujai is the queen Congo who brings everybody in the Vodou to stand up and join the party.
When you sing your songs and you play your Vodou chants, are you careful where you play, when the kind of space you bring that spiritual power into?
Oui, nan Vodou a gen yon seri de chansons ke nou pa gen ba.
So yes, they will perform everywhere, but not anything. So some of the songs from the Vodou ceremonies, they keep them in the Vodou ceremonies and they don't allow themselves to perform them on stage in concerts, especially some songs from the Dahomey ceremony.
Now, Jean-Claude, I've been calling you Jean-Claude all of this session, but you have a nickname, Sans Bâton. Where did you get that nickname from? What does it mean?
Bon, moi-même à l'école, na famille, moi tout le monde m'appelle Jean-Claude.
At the beginning, in his family, everybody was calling him Jean-Claude. And then he started being a musician, and then people called him, you are a samba. Samba,
c'est un maître.
So a samba is somebody who is able to speak for the people, to have an opinion, to have some... Yeah, to think about the state of the country. So it can be something else than a musician and a singer. But in his case, he was singing. And so they said, you are a samba, you talk for us, you speak for us. And so I grew a little bit older. And so people started calling him Tonton. That is means an uncle. And so the combination between samba and Tonton makes Sambaton.
So, Samba, as someone who speaks for your people in your community, what is your mission with Tchoukboa? What is your mission in the world with the music you're bringing to us?
The mission of the band is to show to the world in a way that people can understand that this religion, it's holy, it has a value. And there is a mission towards Haitian people too, to say Vodou is part of the Haitian culture and they should keep that part of the culture and embrace it. And so you insists really on the positive side of the Vodou.
So you're going to do one more song for us, Négrier. Does it have a special meaning?
Oui, nous rappelons l'histoire.
It is about history of slavery. So Négrier is the ship on which they...
Slave ship.
And... Yeah, he tells about the fact that it's somehow it's the beginning of their history. Thank you.
nous déposer, nous délivrer. En bas dans méchant yo, vilain yo, Satan yo. L'Éternel, où était nous nommé yo? Adje, messe en moi yo.
Oh non, nous pas de qui valait.
pas de guévalet sous bateau négrier.
Negrier, ending that session with Chopois, Jean-Claude Sambaton-Dorville on lead vocals, Maloun Prévaly backing vocals and shakers, and beating out those hypnotic rhythms, Risco Cédieux, Sadrach Mercier and Gomez Henri. And that deep bass note you heard there, by the way, is the sound of breath through bamboo. Auld Lang Syne, A Fond Kiss and Tam O'Shanter, just a few of the notable works of Robbie Burns. He is a supermensch of Scotland. Around the 25th of January every year, the life and works of Scotland's famous bard are celebrated. It is, of course, called Burns Night. A few years ago, a group of 12 of some of the finest musicians on the folk scene got together to do one-off gigs on Burns Night at Wilton Hall in London. They called themselves Band of Burns. Well, they've since decided to make the band a touch more permanent, and they've now released their first album, recorded live at London's Union Chapel this year on the 27th of January. This is Now Westland Winds, featuring the voice of Rhianna Connolly, enough to send shivers down your spine and to send you searching for the complete works of Robbie Burns.
Bye.
Westland winds and slaughtering guns bring autumn's pleasant weather. The murcock springs on whirring wings among the blooming heather. Now weaving green wild o'er the plain delight. The moon shines bright as I rove at night to muse upon my charmer. The partridge loves the fruitful fields, the plover loves the mountain. Woodcock hunts the lonely dells, their soaring on the fountain. Through lofty groves, the cushat grows, the path of man to shun it. The hazel bush o'erhangs its rush, the spreading thorn. Every kind that pleasure find, the savage and the tender. Some social join and leagues combine, some solitary wonder. Avaunt away the cruel sway, tyrannic man's dominion. Sportsman's joy, the murdering cry, the fluttering gory pinion. Peggy dear, the evening's clear. Flies the skimming swallow. The sky is blue, the fields in view, all fed and green and yellow. rustling corn, the fruited thorn, and every happy creature. Gently walk and sweetly talk till the silent moon shines clearly. I'll grasp thy waist and fondly press, swear how I love thee dearly. Not vernal showers to budding flowers, not autumn to the farmer, so dear can be as thou to me, my fair, my lovely charmer.
band called Nava and Chaharpare from their debut album Tapestry. Tony Byrne, a member of Julie Fowlis's band, produced it and pressed a copy into my hand a few weeks ago when he was playing at Julie's gig at King's Place. They're an Irish-Persian ensemble, and their aim is to explore the relationship between the ancient music cultures of both Ireland and Persia, and it makes for interesting listening. As many of you know, here at the BBC, we are always keen to discover and support new music. Via the BBC Introducing website, we give you a chance to get your music heard by us, presenters, producers and the like at the BBC. In fact, the band in session next week, The Scorpios, is one of our introducing finds. Tonight, our pick of the week from BBC Introducing is from an instrument maker and musician originally from South Africa. His name is Philip Nangle, and this is the track he uploaded onto BBC Introducing, and it's called Netasanka Inkenkwezi.
Sanka, Inkenkwezi, is a lucky star. Se tanda ka kukle inkenye mini. Netam sanka, Inkenkwezi.
Music that is distinctly different, yet every layer is familiar like an old friend. It's by New York's Gitkin, who started out selling knockoff Gibson guitars as he travelled all over the USA. His debut album, Five Star Motel, is due out on Wonder Wheel Records in April, and that was the debut single from it called Grand Street Feast. Well, just a couple more tracks before it's time to call it a night. First up, Cheyenne and Kuti and the Mighty Egypt 80 in a track called The Last Revolutionary.
Revolutionary. I be the memory of a fallen warrior. I be the walking, talking struggle of my people. Oh yes, I be Kwame Nkrumah. I be Che Guevara, Thomas Sankara. I be Patrice Lumumba. I be Abdel Nasser. I be Sheikh Ture. I be Marcus Garvey. I be Kwame Ture. I be Shaka Zulu. I be Fela Kuti. Isaac Goro, I be Beko Kuti, I be the silence of the enemy, the lost bridges of history, I be the roots of the family tree, the night of a victory, oh they don't know, I be the people military, oh they don't know, General Ishaun Kuti, oh they don't know, I be the team of the Zulu spell, the beat of the drum to hear. Fela no fight for nothing. So Nkrumah no fight for nothing. So Sankara no die for nothing. So Stephen Biko no die for nothing. Remember the ones we die. Remember the ones we fight for me. Remember the ones we fight. Remember the ones we die for me. Now we turn, now we must. Now we turn, now we must just let them know. For every lost one, there is a new one. Let them know, my revolutionary people. Till we free, you and me, then they go see the last revolutionary. Till we free, you and me, then they go see the last revolutionary. Till we free, you and me, then they go see the last revolutionary. Then they go see, then they go see. Till we free, then they go see. Then they go see.
The the last revolutionary from Sheyn Kuti, the man who wears the mantle of Afrobeat and continues the legacy of his father, Fela Kuti. Black Times is his most recent album, and frankly, three generations on, and the Kuti family are still going strong and beating the drum of injustice, corruption, and false promises. And that is it for tonight. You've been listening to World on Three with me, Lopa Katari. Next week, as I said, the Scorpios will be in the studio with me. They're a band we found through BBC Introducing, from Sudan originally, but now based in West London. They say their music is Khartoum meets Detroit. Tune in next week to find out more. I'm going to play us out tonight with a tune from Sonido Gallo Negro, Black Rooster Sound. They're a nine-piece band from Mexico City. Theremins, Farfisa organs, surf guitars, and lots of percussion. I saw them in Katowice in Poland during WOMEX 2017. Dressed head to toe in black, some of them wearing fluorescent skeleton masks, they turned the stage into a living, breathing work of art, with digitally created drawings being instantaneously projected onto the huge backdrop and a light show to match. Fun and a bit scary all at the same time. So here's a little bit of crazy from them called Danza del Mar. Till next time, goodbye.
Hello and a very warm welcome from me, Katrina Young, to Music Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. I'm starting in Oslo tonight with the city's Philharmonic Orchestra, who till 40 years ago didn't have a regular base in the capital, but who now reside at the Oslo Concert Hall, an important venue in the country not only for music but for all aspects of Norwegian cultural life. The programme, conducted by Thomas Sondergaard in March 2017, included Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Janine Jansson joined them for that, and Dvorak's Symphony No. 7. And they opened with a compatriot of Dvorak, a work that started out as the prelude to Janáček's opera Yennefer.